Award-winning singer-songwriter Emily Saliers is a member of the folk rock duo The Indigo Girls. Her father, Don Saliers, is a professor of theology and worship at Emory University. He's also a composer, a cantor, and church musician. Their new book, which they've written together, is titled A Song to Sing, A Life to Live. I promised I'd go to the phone, so let's do that now. First to Charlotte, Michigan. Good morning, John. You're on the air.
Good morning, Diane.
Hi there.
I love your show. I never miss it.
Thank you.
Emily, Don, thank you so much for this. As a father of a 7-year-old girl, I can really appreciate the sharing of the father-daughter experience. There is nothing that has blessed my life more than my little 7-year-old girl. And in our family, music is always on somewhere. There's always someone singing. There's always someone dancing. My wife, my son, who is 5, my daughter and I. I mean, it's just been wonderful. I have one question.
Sure.
I think, personally, it is very difficult to write things that you haven't lived. Can you comment on that for me? Because your music is so powerful.
Well, we see it all through our lens, don't we? So in the end, you do end up writing about what you know, just for that simple fact. But beyond that, I mean, Amy's music and my music is very personal. Most of the songs are completely autobiographical. But I also sometimes take it on as part of a craft to try to observe outside my own experience and maybe tell someone else's story or try to write something from a different perspective, which is much more challenging, and I still have a long way to go on that. But I look at it as more of a way to grasp what other people's lives are really like and what they're going through.
Thanks for calling, John. Let's go to Scottsdale, Arizona. Good morning, J.D.
Good morning, Diane. How wonderful, wonderful to be with you today.
Thank you.
I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
And one of the things I love about it, you've gotten away from politics, and then guess what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to throw politics.
Of course. Go right ahead.
But I'm so distressed because CBS and ABC are refusing an ad from the Unity Church. And it's because the ad shows different people walking in together. And it's the fact that everybody is welcome. And I can't understand how we can let somebody use our airways and deny something like that.
It's interesting. This gets into your whole issue and chapter on music and justice. Why don't you each comment?
Well, thanks very much, J.D. That's a complicated issue in terms of the politics of broadcasting. And you got your finger on a raw nerve ganglion, if I may use that metaphor. I think both Emily and I share your convictions that we're disappointed that something that is really talking about the openness of the church. Those of you who are familiar with Scripture, my house shall be a house of prayer for all people. And that literally means all people. So that the grace of God is not a respecter of persons. I know there must be other issues behind the refusal of those very powerful networks not to show it. Perhaps I'm naive about that, but it seems to me this one could have been used without any huge loss of some kind. But there may be legal issues that we're unaware of.
Emily?
I sort of believe in the corporate world of broadcasting that it all comes down to money. So I'm sure there's people afraid of loss of income on some level in some way.
Yeah.
But these are very scary times. We have to be very vigilant. A lot is going on. I feel it's a cosmic shift, and I feel that we need to keep vigilant about making sure that people's expressions are allowed to be expressed no matter what side you're on.
And speaking of what makes us afraid, let's hear this song, Kid Fears.